for a membership form. We can get you going. Right now, these important announcements.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema in Portland. This annual celebration of the Day of the Dead honors our loved ones who have passed. There will be altars, music, face painting, food, drinks, and more. Again, that's Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Let Us Grow on Friday, November 4th at Mercy Corps in Portland. Let It Grow celebrates the work of bringing education and the experience of gardening to incarcerated youth and adults in Oregon's correctional facilities. This event features the premiere of the documentary Can You Dig This? And a panel discussion after the film. Again, that's Let Us Grow, a benefit for growing gardens, taking place Friday, November 4th at Mercy Corps, 45 Southwest Ankeny Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 28th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web and everywhere. First weather, we're going to do that today because we're going to do that to acknowledge First Nations everywhere, even if you have no connection whatsoever to this bioregion, to Cascadia. One great way to start that relationship, which is key to environmentalism everywhere, is weather, paying attention to what goes on around us. If we're not paying attention to the small, what we consider now the small things, soon to be a very big thing, by the way, but the small right now, then we can't really claim any allegiance, anything like what motivates the incredibly brave, noble, extraordinary people who have congregated at Cannonball, North Dakota, to stand in solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux. This is what's going on, is war between two sovereign nations. I've been saying this for a long time. It's like civil war in the United States. Everybody's like, no, Chris, it'll never happen. Well, welcome to reality. Because, in fact, First Nations are sovereign nations. They are the first sovereign nations, and currently they are apparently at war. We've got the smart blog, Steve Horn. He will be joining us on Monday, and he was going to talk about a funny little law that came along 20 years ago that allows police from all over the place to come in their heavily militarized presence and fight the designated enemy du jour. That's what's happening at Standing Rock right now. A tiny little sandy place like Cannonball, North Dakota, and even, in fact, Bismarck, North Dakota, they're not going to have anything like this, what we are seeing in news feeds. Nothing like that. That's an army. That came from somewhere else. It is North Dakota, but it's a lot of other places, too, are sending in the troops. The we got the weather. Let's first though follow through. We got the weather first, and then Reverend Billy is joining us. We started an incredible conversation yesterday about how we poison our environment. And guess what, people? The weather is part of that environment, so here it comes. Today, patchy fog early on. You may have noticed that. And we could have, we got partly sunny skies and a high around 61. For tonight, well, the rain's coming back in driving out the dust. It'll be Friday night. Not a great deal, not in the way of wind either. So a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, and then Saturday morning, dawns, gray skies, and highs around 59 Saturday night. Slight chance of rain tapering off, and a low around 48. Yeah, it's starting to get down there, dip down. But that's what makes the leaves bright, people. That's what brings sugar and the last of the fruit. And Sunday, rain likely, and a high around 56. Sunday night, chance of rain, and a low around 51, cold night, and bringing us full circle to Monday morning. And that's it for the weather. We do have, as many people know, it's now apparently many what we used to consider laws are more flexible these days. We see that that people who want to flaunt the law usually are able to do so. Apparently, it's now legal to take over public land. It's legal to trash buildings that belong to all of us. It's now legal to desecrate the graves of First Nations, which means, of course, it's legal to desecrate white people's graves. It's legal to go into any cemetery you want now with a backhoe or a bottle rocket or, you know, whatever pleases you, and tear it up. That's legal now. We've just seen it. The Malheur occupiers, the Malheur domestic terrorists, had their way. And that said, it'll be interesting to see whether people do go to town on, because now all bets are off, aren't they? Aren't they? Yes. That said, if you, I always admit to bias, as I hope you all understand, and I'm extremely biased here, although enraged would be a better way to put it. There is this natural disaster assistance laws, why other states are policing Dakota. That's what is called a natural disaster assistance law. That's what we're going to be talking about on Monday, so wait for that. And, of course, we have the buffalo that showed up at Standing Rock. Huge herd of buffalo suddenly appeared. Almost a mystical vision it would be. And the Sabal Trail pipeline, the trucks were blockaded by local residents and activists at the Santa Fe River crossing. 20 people gathered in front of a site where the Sabal Trail pipeline is drilling under Santa Fe River to block trucks from entering the materials needed for the drilling operation. Bang! 20 people stopped it. And that's it. It's happening all across the country, everywhere now. And joining us is somebody who watches the country all the time, everywhere, and is able to find the humor and energy to power the rage that many of us feel right now, watching events as they unfold. We are so pleased, so very happy to welcome back to the KBOO Airwaves and to Air Cascadia, the Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping. That would help. Stop shopping. It's consuming, the constant consuming. And what people forget is when we consume like this, what are we're not doing anything to benefit anyone. We're creating enormous amounts of waste. And this is what is fueling the death of the late, great planet Earth. Reverend Billy, thanks for being with us today. I want to talk a little bit more about the poisons and the environment.
Glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you back. Let's take up where we left off about the legalized poisoning, not just legalized, the encouraged poisoning of the earth as part of this pattern of consumption. So,
well, we're working here in New York on a way to make the invisible visible. The glyphosates that are sprayed everywhere, including Portland, are getting into our bodies and into our children, and all the tests indicate that we have high levels of glyphosate in our systems, and we're trying to make maps. We're making maps. We made a map of Portland. If you want to see the spraying of glyphosates in Portland, you can come to revbilly.com, and there it is. We're forcing governments, parks departments, school systems to cough up the information of their spraying of Monsanto's Roundup, the herbicide, by presenting them with Freedom of Information Act requests, and following that up with phone calls that sometimes you have to be gruff with people.
Yes.
Or sometimes it turns out that people want to give up the information. The people inside of the parks really don't want glyphosates on the playgrounds and ball fields and where children congregate, and so we've had whistleblowers just giving us the information.
I think
what
the problem is
that we're asking for it.
One problem is the word glyphosate. It's a great big word, and we all know how Americans feel about big words. If it's a big word and it's something they don't understand, and it comes from that scary place that we know as science, people are very likely to ignore it, brush it off the table, and not to think about it. After all, the big word refers to something that we can't see or we can't buy it. We think, of course, we buy it all the time, but what about this? What about renaming it something like, I was thinking like maybe Jingle Bells. Instead of glyphosate, we could call it Jingle Bells, something people could relate to.
Did you say Jingle Bells?
Yeah, you could call it that.
Like,
or anything else.
Time? Bell.
Sure. Anything else that you think would be more amenable to the American imagination that they would be able to. It's got to have a better name than glyphosate, because
I don't think so. I've already spent a couple years working on educating people. It's just three syllables, Chris.
I know, but that's too much for many people. No, I agree with you, though. Glyphosate is what it is. Glyphosate is what we got to learn to live with.
You have to name your devil. You have to identify your devil.
That you said the right. You just said the key word.
Killing the honeybees.
So Monsanto is the devil. We're going to have that little tune. We've got a little tune. Monsanto is the devil.
Oh,
that will come up towards the end of the program. Yeah, the bees. Can you talk about bees and why? This is something people don't realize. I think the glyphosate is in our cells. It's in the water. It's everywhere. But now bees also.
Well, the neonicotinoids come from the Bayer Company, and the glyphosates come from the Monsanto Company, and now Monsanto and Bayer are merging. The Bayer Company is a German company, and the Monsanto, of course, is headquartered in St. Louis, but they're both international, multinational companies, and each of them has long histories of criminal activity. Bayer invented heroin back in the 1890s. Bayer executives at Bayer were involved in Auschwitz, in Zyklon B, and they are now joining forces. At their first public appearance together at the World Food Prize in Des Moines, Iowa, I myself was not absent. In fact, I was arrested and went to jail for preaching kind of on the edge of their party. And so So that's we're learning two words: neonicotinoids. It's killing our honeybees. Glyphosates cause endocrine, fertility, immunity systems damage, birth defects, and especially non-Hodgkin lymphoma, cancers. So the two of them are dangerous, and they're hard to find. They're invisible. The big corporations have discovered a commons, something we should all own. You were just talking about the Parks property that was damaged by the Bundy cowboys. There's another commons that the corporations have discovered that we have not discovered yet. The public has not figured out yet. We call it the nano commons, the invisible commons that is in your body, that is around you in the air, the soil, the water. It's in the trees and the animals. Corporations have been dumping their chemicals there, and they know that we have to be, you know, we have to have sophisticated instruments to find these poisons. So as you know, after this year of hate, hopefully when we come to this election, you know, hopefully we can take a big breath and gather together, heal each other, and get back to our healing activism, the activism that this earth needs from us. Earthaluia.
Thank you so much for that. I think the concept of a nano commons is very important. Before we're being colonized, what Reverend Billy's talking about, these things are not, it's not like something you spray on the leaves of a tree or the fruit and you can wash it off. It's a systemic, it's inside everything. And the idea of a nano commons is a potent concept right now, because if we don't take steps immediately to protect our nano commons, then it will be colonized. And the colonizers, as everywhere, as in the greater world outside throughout history, colonizers and imperialists mean one thing: death. That's about it. And